Hello, everybody. Patrick Fitzgibbon, CJ Evolution. It's Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. Glad you're here. Hope you like the jingle at the beginning there. Something different, something cool. I didn't want to do the traditional sirens, the police sirens. Not that that isn't cool, but I wanted to do something different with the intros and outros with this podcast. Again, not that I don't love my sirens and other sounds that relate to law enforcement or criminal justice, but I wanted to do something different. So I'm bringing some jingles, some jazzy tunes. So I hope you like that. So today, or rather last night, was my last night on the street, and it was bittersweet being in uniform and looking at the faces that I work with so many years. And now I'm on to other things in my life. I still got my finger in the police department a little bit with some things I'm helping them work on. But here I am. I'm working on podcasting a lot more. Going to get some guests lined up, so be prepared for that. I'm going to have some guests, hopefully a wide variety of guests. Law enforcement, of course, other criminal justice professionals. But I wanted to spice it up and bring some other guests on that could benefit the listeners to this podcast. So again, hope everybody's doing well on this Wednesday. Looks like there was another incident that happened, I believe, in Baltimore, where a young mother was shot and killed by police. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, this happened in Baltimore, I believe, a couple days ago, and I apologize for not having the article in front of me, but I was watching this on the news yesterday where a young mother was in her apartment, African-American mother was in her apartment with her young child. She had a warrant for arrest. I think the police went there to try to attempt contact. They couldn't get anybody to come to the door. They heard voices inside. They obtained a key from the landlord to get in. They opened the door. They started having a conversation with this mother who was on the floor holding a shotgun and kind of taunting the police. I think the police used pretty good restraint by not acting immediately. They were there for, I believe, 6 hours trying to talk to this this young woman to try to get her surrender, to drop the weapon. Unfortunately, she turned the weapon on police officers, and the police officers opened fire. And that was that. Now, obviously, there's going to be both sides of the issue. There's going to be criticism from the one side saying that here we go again, you know, police, you know, shot and killed, you know, an African-American, in this case, a woman, and, you know, a young child was present. Five-year-old kid was right there when it happened. And the five-year-old, unfortunately, got injured. And nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to take a life. You know, police don't get up every morning, contrary to what some people think, and think, you know, I'm going to go out and get into some bad stuff today, or I'm going to draw my weapon, and I hope I get into some confrontation where I have to use my weapon. Police officers don't, at least the majority, 99% of them, don't get up thinking about that. I was talking to a student a while ago, a couple months ago, and she was telling me that she thought that that's all that SWAT did. SWAT is used for high-risk assignments, you know, special weapons and tactics is what it stands for. Their job is to not take lives, contrary to what people think. Their job is to go in tactical situations and hopefully end the whatever situation it is peacefully. That's just not SWAT's job, but it's any officer's job to end the incident peacefully. Again, no officer, or I can't speak for every officer, but I'm willing to bet and put my word out there that I would say that the majority of officers out there are not getting up every morning, throwing on a uniform, hoping and praying that they get into some sort of deadly force encounter. These officers that were part of this incident recently in Baltimore didn't get up hoping that they were going to get into some situation like this. And I sure as heck believe that they didn't get up wanting to take somebody's life. But unfortunately, that's the way it unfolded. And the reason why it happened the way it did is because the person, she put herself in that situation. The police did not put herself in the situation she found herself in. So I think it's about, you know, taking responsibility. I think we live in an era right now where there's some people out there, and maybe it's always been that way, where nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. They would just rather blame authority figures like the police and other people in authority. for what is going on in their lives. Again, police are in a tough position today. All you have to do is look at the news, read, you know, articles, read, you know, check out in these high profile cases. I mean, they're horrible. And I've always thought, and I always really do believe, that the majority of incidents out there, the police were justified. Whether you agree with me or not, that's just my opinion. There are, have been some cases over the years recently that have been, I've looked at these cases, and most of the people I work with, the men and women that are police officers, have looked at these cases and said, yeah, the police were in the wrong. But again, I think the majority of decisions out there, especially these cases that we've all seen on the TV, were good decisions. And again, nobody wants to get into a deadly force situation, contrary to what people think out there. So it's another unfortunate incident that has happened in American law enforcement. And I just think you're going to get more and more of these. You know, there's a lot of movements out there, anti-police movements. And, you know, I think that they are kind of spurning some of this. They are kind of stoking the flames with some of this, some of these things that are going on within American law enforcement. So, you know, I'm out of it. I'm off the street now. And again, I hope and pray that, you know, my fellow officers that are out there on the street are safe and come home at night. Because really, that's what it boils down to is going out, doing a very difficult job, and coming home to our families. That is the priority, you know, serving and coming home to our families. But I think law enforcement will get through this. Like I've said before, you know, we've peaks and valleys is what law enforcement is about. And what I've seen in my 20 years as a police officer is we go through patches of good and then we go through patches of bad. And I've said before, again, and I'll say it again, you know, that some of the problems that law enforcement has, we bring on ourselves. You know, it's our fault that we have some of these problems. But the overwhelming majority of issues that are facing law enforcement today are not because of law enforcement. It's just because of the climate. It's the anti kind of law enforcement climate that is out there. I still believe that the majority of people out there support law enforcement. You know, depending on where you're at, it might be kind of hard to voice that support, which is what I talked about in the last podcast about getting more active into the community. Now is not the time where we get into our shell as law enforcement and kind of, you know, get into a shell and not really do anything because we're afraid of what's going to happen. Now the time, more than ever, is to connect, make those connections with the community so we can foster that relationship. And we've always had that relationship, but I think we need to work on it much more as far as community policing. I know in my department we need to work on that more, and I venture to guess most departments do. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for this Wednesday. I hope everybody's doing great. Remember, I will be setting up some guest speakers in the near future, so you look forward to that. If you can, please pass my podcast information along so I can get some more followers. I would love more followers, and I hope the content is good. It's going to get better and with guests, and I'm excited about that. If you can, do me a favor. Go to iTunes. Leave me a review about this podcast. The whole purpose is to make it better and better and better for you, the listener. So if you can, leave me a review, good or bad. I would appreciate it. And again, everybody have a fantastic evening, a fantastic Wednesday. And we'll be back again on Saturday with another episode. So with that, take care, everybody, and be safe. Bye-bye.